Happy Corny Joke Day. This is the Dr. Laura Show podcast for Wednesday, November 22nd. This is Hour 2.
Dr. Laura is on right now.
Excuse me, sir. There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now. You see, the first officer is ill, and the captain needs someone to help him with the radio. Do you know anything about planes?
Well, I flew in the war, but that was years ago.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Alrighty, I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. This is Corny Joke Day, our annual Corny Joke Day, where you hear the official rules. Call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. Everyone who gets on the air will get a prize. Prize values vary. You can email your jokes, but there are no prizes for emailed submissions. We have prizes such as the grand prize. One lucky winner will get a combination prize that includes one $500 gift certificate from Bowl & Branch. The winner will also receive one entire year of gourmet popcorn from the Popcorn Factory. We have three Link AKC smart dog collars from Link AKC, 10 $50 gift certificates to canvasworld.com, a $200 gift certificate towards your purchase at blinds.com. I mean, how lucky can we be? Okay. Let's see. We start here. Tori, gobble, gobble. No, Tori and Valerie. Gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
All right, Val, lay it on her.
Why are some trees good at math?
Why are some trees good at math? Branches, yes. Twigs, leaves, roots. Oh, because they no square roots?
Yes, they have square roots.
Oh, my gosh, that's three in 40 years I got. I got one again. That's two in one day. I don't know. I must be getting smarter as I get older. All right. Who is doing the turkey?
Actually, I was going to deep fry it, but my wife talked me out of it. So we're going to do a restaurant make some. We're just going to pick it up.
Why? Why didn't she want you to make it?
I burn things down a lot.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, don't go near the kitchen in the restaurant. Okay. Promise?
Promise.
All right. Burns things down. That's funnier than the joke. I got, Carson, what do you think? I got two jokes today.
I'm very impressed.
So now it's three. I almost have one a decade.
Well, we have to, there's 3 hours of show. We've done one an hour. So now an hour three, you got to get a final joke.
I know. I'm just so amazed. I'm actually getting some of these, and they're not easy.
Well,
alrighty.
I have another joke for you in hour three, so maybe you'll get that one.
Oh, can I have it now?
Oh, sure thing. Yeah. So here we go. Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Because they're not bagels. Something like that.
Yeah, you got it, because if they fly over the bay, they'd be called bagels.
They're called bagels. Yes, I'm from Brooklyn. We know this joke.
Well, there you go. You got three in one show.
No, that's not fair. I know this because I'm from Brooklyn. That's kind of like cheating.
Well, that's no.
So, yeah, you're going to have to come up with another one now. All right?
Okay, well, I'll come up with another one for hour three.
Okay, all right. Okay, Dave, gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. Why can't a bike stand on its own?
Oh, it doesn't have feet.
It's too tired.
It's too tired. Oh, gosh. Where's the turkey?
My in-laws.
And who cooks?
Be my mother-in-law.
And are you looking forward to this?
I am.
Okay,
you know,
good.
That's one of my favorite days where I get to eat and then take a nap and then eat some more and take another nap.
Oh, I like an honest man. You have a great Thanksgiving. Eat nap, eat nap. Oh, my goodness me. All righty. Gobble, gobble, autumn. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Okay, so what has more life than a cat?
I don't know. What could possibly have more lives than a cat?
A frog, because it croaks every night.
Oh, my gosh. You know that thing about cats is true? Because my grandkitty fell out a window one time, and the vet said, nah, don't think so. And good as new. The thing about
That's
cats
awesome.
Is true. It is true. It is scarily true. So who's making the turkey?
My mother is making the turkey, and I am going to provide the green bean casserole, and I think that I'm going to make a Dutch apple pie.
Oh, I like the Dutch apple pie because it's more apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more apple than anything else. Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, you have a great gobble gobble Thanksgiving. All righty. Gobble gobble Lauren and Christine. Christine is mommy.
Yes. Hi.
What? Hi. What is the corny joke?
Why can't you trust an atom?
Because it can be negative. It has
because
negatives.
They make up literally everything.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Oh, that is good. My answer wasn't good, but the joke is actually great. So what's the deal with turkey? Who's doing the turkey?
My dad.
And is he deep frying it outside? All that?
No, he's baking it.
Oh, is he good at this?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Are you going to help with anything? Are you going to put in stuffing?
Yeah, I'm going to make the mashed potatoes.
Ooh. And you actually, now, this isn't from, you make them from scratch?
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Wow, Christine. All right. You guys have a gobble, gobble Thanksgiving. 11-year-old who can make mashed potatoes from scratch. I am impressed. Cindy and Morin, welcome to the program.
Hi, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, Morin. What is your joke?
Okay. If I were a pirate, how old would I be?
I don't know. It'd be whatever age you were, you would just be a pirate at that age.
I'm 80.
I should have gotten that. Cindy, who's making the dinner?
We're going to a family friend's for dinner.
And have we been there before?
Yes, ma'am.
And was it fun?
Yes, a lot of fun.
What's the best part?
Dessert, because I'm making chocolate pie.
Oh, okay, good. That sounds great. All right, you guys have a great gobble gobble Thanksgiving. Oh, God, chocolate pie. Okay, gobble gobble Carrie. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
I mean, I don't want to say
Laura.
Welcome to the program. I want to say gobble gobble, what is your corny joke?
What? This is a real corny one. What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Cob. Something about a cob. Cob. I don't know what.
Where's popcorn?
Oh, where's popcorn? Actually, that's part of the grand prize here. That's popcorn. That's good. All right. So tell me, who's making the turkey?
My husband. He's the turkey maker of the house, or baker.
And is he deep frying it or?
Roasting it in the oven.
Ah, old school.
Big job.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The preparation for that is a very big job, isn't it? Well,
getting up early and, you know, cleaning it and getting it all in. It does take quite a bit of time.
Well, what a good man you have there to be doing that while you can rest in bed. Yeah. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, Kate and Jennifer.
Gobble, gobble.
What is your corny joke?
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
June gloom?
Pilgrims.
Oh, gosh, pilgrims. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Who is doing the turkey?
My Aunt Michelle is making the turkey.
Have you been there before?
Yes, we have.
Is she good at it?
She's a good cook, yeah.
She is a good cook.
Yeah, Mom had to coach you.
No, she knows. She's a good cook. We love you. We listen to you all the time.
Thank you very much. Hugs around. Have a great Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Thank you for the gobble. Yeah, you have to say gobble, gobble. It gets you extra points. Cecilia and Nyla, welcome to the program. And
Laura.
What is your corny joke? Hi, Nyla.
What do you call a sad strawberry?
Oh, I'm just going to kiss her face all over the place. What do you call a sad strawberry? I don't know. What?
A blueberry.
And Nyla, how old are you?
4.
Well, you know, very articulate and clever, Cecilia. And you do know intelligence is passed maternally, right?
I do now, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, for full disclosure, Cecilia is one of our peeps and a dear friend, and Nyla is the singular most adorable four-year-old on the planet. Thank you very much, guys, for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, sweet. Yeah, we have our peeps giving jokes, so they don't get the prizes. You do. Okay. Paul and Teresa. Gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, the corny joke, what do you call a singing computer?
Singing computer. I don't know. What?
Wrong.
Adele.
Say it again. Oh, Adele. Well, I'm glad at least I'm getting all these jokes today. I didn't get one because I didn't know the kind of candy, so I'm getting most of the jokes today. I'm fairly pleased. So who's doing the turkey?
My grandma.
Your grandma's doing the turkey. Excellent. Well, you have a great time. And gobble, gobble. Chris, gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. Okay. So why did the mushroom go to the party?
Why did the mushroom go to the party?
To the party. Yeah.
I'm thinking. I don't know why.
Because he was a fun guy. A fun guy.
Oh, he was a fun guy. Yes. Oh, yes. Excellent. Who's doing the turkey?
I am doing the turkey. I'm doing probably everything, but that's okay. It'll be good.
I'm doing probably everything. Okay, well, you have a great time doing everything.
Thanks, you too.
Does that mean you have to do the cleaning, too?
I do a lot of it. I'll try to get someone on board with that, but that's
I think when it comes to the cleaning part, you should just lean back and go, whoa, I'm really tired. Who's going to do the cleaning?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah, who's going to do the cleaning?
Yeah,
exactly.
I'll do it.
Don't over-volunteer. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Thank you, too. Love you. Gobble, gobble.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. This is, obviously, Corny Joke Day. 1-800-375-2872. We're going to take a break. Come right back.
Corny Joke Day with Dr. Laura on Sirius XM Stars.
All righty. This is our Corny Joke Day. Gosh, we have fun. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Today's tip on how to make your house a home is brought to you by my friends at Blinds.com, the only place I go for blinds. Today's idea, create paper bag skits. This is good for a big family or for kids' sleepovers. Like you might be having this holiday weekend. Divide everyone into groups. Give each group a bag filled with props, simple things like ribbons, combs, socks, spoons, whatever. Then give them 15 minutes to construct a skit around the props. It's bound to be a chuckle. And after you've created more memories to turn your house into a home, be sure to visit Blinds.com. Now through November 24th, you'll save up to 45% off everything when you go to Blinds.com, plus an additional 5% off when you enter the promo code Dr. Laura. That's Blinds.com, promo code Dr. Laura. Rules and restrictions apply. All righty, everybody who gets on the air today gets a prize, like 25 winners will get their very own. Are you ready? Dr. Laura Lego minifigure. And it's me to a T with my hair, workout gear, and even my tattoos. I liked it so much, I've had it duplicated. 40 winners will receive a free meal kit from HelloFresh. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh seasonal ingredients, perfectly portioned, so there's no waste, just delicious meals you can make in 30 minutes or less. 10 of you will get $50 gift certificates for simplytoimpress.com, your holiday photo card headquarters. 10 Creamsicle Mist Moisturizing Detangler and Chocolate Controller gift sets from Glop & Glam, of which I'm part owner, natural and organic hair products for the next generation. Okay. Let's get back to our chuckles. Kaylee and Shannon, gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
Did you hear about the cat who swallowed the ball of yarn?
The cat who swallowed the ball of yarn? No, what happened?
She had mittens.
Oh, if it were that easy. All righty, Shannon, I'm sorry, Kaylee, how old are you?
Nine.
Excellent. Where is the turkey happening?
We actually get to spend it with friends for next week. So tomorrow we are doing turkey roll-ups as a family.
What is a turkey roll-up?
It's my mom's poor man version, she would call it. We go to the deli, get thinly sliced turkey, and fill it with the stuffing, roll them up tight, put them in a casserole dish, cover it in gravy.
That sounds good. All right.
Simple.
Well, you have a it's simple that and very tasty, and gobble, gobble, and have a great Thanksgiving. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Stephanie. What is your corny joke?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right, my joke is, how did the hipster burn his mouth?
I don't know. How?
He drank his coffee before it was cool.
Oh, before it was cool. I got it. Nice. So where are you going for turkey, or are you not going anywhere?
I'm going to my sister's house.
And is she good, cook?
My other sister's husband is doing a lot of the cooking, and he's an amazing cook.
Oh, good. You've got a chef available. That's always nice. All righty, yes. Then. You have a great Thanksgiving, and gobble, gobble to you.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Terry. Gobble, gobble.
What is your corny joke? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Why don't anteaters catch colds?
I don't know. Why?
Because their noses are full of little antibodies.
That's very clever. I like that. What are you doing about turkey?
Well, we're going to some friends down the road, but I want a lot of leftovers, so I'm doing my own dinner up here.
And what do you use all the leftovers for?
Dinner.
Oh.
I freeze a lot of them.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't like to cook every day, but...
No, all weekend, if I don't go out, I eat leftovers from the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I put up a movie, put my feet up, have the leftovers. I love it. Well, gobble, gobble, and have a good Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, Julie.
Gobble, gobble.
What is your corny joke?
Dr. Laura very much likes to go on the ocean with who?
Her crew.
Tracy.
Oh!
Tracy.
That's adorable. I love personal jokes. So what's the situation with turkey at your place?
We're cooking it at home. Very creative. Just the four of us.
Well, that is very creative. So what kind of turkey, how do you do this?
Well, it's just a Costco turkey breast. It's kind of cheater, but hopefully I don't burn it or do something horrible to it.
Hopefully I don't burn
it.
Well, gobble, gobble. You have a good Thanksgiving. All this optimism. Sarah and Annie. Gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
Hey, Dr. Laura, when's the best day to go to the beach?
Hi, Sarah. What is the best day to go to the beach? Every day.
Sunday. Get it?
Oh, Sunday. Yes, thank you. I do get it. Annie, she's very cute. Well, who's doing the turkey?
Thank you. My parents.
Are they good at it?
I bet so.
You have to be careful in front of Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. She tells the joke and says, did you get it? I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. This is Corny Joke Day. June and Amy, gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
Hi. My corny joke is, why did the farmer name his pig Ink?
Pig Ink. Pig Ink. Pig Ink. I don't know why.
Because he kept running out of the pen.
Oh! Good reason to call him Ink. All right, who's doing... That is really too cute. Who is doing the turkey?
We're actually going to Portland, Oregon to visit family, and my aunt is doing the turkey.
So you're taking a plane ride?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, you have a very good time. And give everybody a hug from Mother Laura. Gobble, gobble. Okay. Brianna, gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
You know, there is a difference, and I'm not sure I remember what it is. What is it?
Does it say, see you later, or in a while, when it leaves?
Oh, in a while, crocodile. I got it.
Yeah,
but there is a difference between the two of them, and when the program's over, I'll go look it up, because I don't remember.
I'm sure my husband can tell me.
Is he there?
No, he's at home installing our flooring right now, and I'm leaving.
Okay. So who's doing the turkey?
My parents.
Are they good at it?
They are, but I actually don't like turkey, so I'm not going to have any.
So you eat all the other goodies?
I eat, like, the stuffing and, yeah, all that stuff. Yep.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Are you a vegetarian, or you just don't like turkey?
I'm not. I've just never liked turkey growing up. I usually have crab, but I didn't get any this year, so I might have pasta.
So, do you like chicken?
I love chicken.
Oh, so why don't you bring a small chicken and stick it in the oven with the turkey?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I might.
Just bring a chicken. Of the two, I prefer chicken, too. Yeah,
maybe
I'd be with you.
A rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, I'd be with you. All right.
See?
I appreciate your corny joke. Yeah, just bring a chicken. It doesn't have to be turkey, but... Jamie, gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, gobble. When is a door not a door?
Never.
Wrong.
When it's a jar.
When it's a jar. Oh, that's good. That's good imagery. I like that. Okay. All righty then. That's wonderful. What are you doing about Thanksgiving turkey?
Going to my sister's house, and my brother is bringing the turkey.
Ah. Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Well, you have a very good
yes.
gobble, gobble time. I'm just checking out the time. Is there anything I'm supposed to do? Okay, let me read this. In many bedrooms, winter nights are complicated. Either one person is freezing and the other is just fine, or one person is comfy cozy while the other is sweating bucklets. However, just in time for the chilly weather, Boll & Branch, home of the world's most comfortable sheets, is offering luxury flannel bedding, but only for a limited time. They're unbelievably soft, warm, and breathable, keeping everyone the right temperature. Because Boll & Branch sells directly to you, you don't pay middleman markups. Their sheets are half the price and twice the quality. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them, including me. Try their flannel sheets risk-free for 30 nights, but don't wait too long, because last year they sold out in just a few weeks. Go to bowlandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code Dr. Laura. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bowlandbranch.com, promo code Dr. Laura. That's bowlandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com, promo code Dr. Laura. Okay, here we go. Gobble, gobble, Torah. Welcome to the program. What is your corny joke?
Hi, Dr. Laura. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
What happens if you eat yeast and shoe polish?
Ooh. You probably have a lot of gas. That
maybe. Every yeah. morning you'll
colorful
rise
gas.
And shine.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Oh, gosh. That was so close to the edge.
All righty, then.
What's
who's doing the turkey?
Actually, we're doing a pork tenderloin.
Oh, and how is that made?
Barbecued. Yeah, we
oh.
still have all the regular fixings, but it's a pork tenderloin. It's really good.
Oh, I bet it is. Yes,
yeah.
I bet it is. Yeah. Okay.
So have a great gobble gobble time together. At my dad's house. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Gobble gobble. Have a good Thanksgiving. Okay. I think I'm going too fast. Am I going too fast for you guys? Not getting a note back. You know why? Because they're very busy screening your calls. All right. Nicole, gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. My joke is, why did the bread go to the psychologist?
The bread was feeling, I don't know why. What was the bread feeling?
The bread was feeling pretty crummy that day.
Oh, pretty crummy. Oh, I should have gotten that. So the two therapy jokes I did not get. That's an embarrassment. All right, who's doing the turkey?
My beautiful grandmother.
Oh, what a nice way to put it. That's very nice.
Yes.
You're sweet.
Thank
You're a
you.
Sweetie. You have a great time.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, my beautiful grandma. Can't wait for some little people to be saying that about me. My number, 1-800-375-2872 for your corny joke. Gobble, gobble, Anna. What is your corny
gobble,
joke?
Gobble, gobble. My joke is, why does a chicken coop only have two doors?
I don't know. Why?
Wrong.
Because if it had four, it would be a chicken sedan.
Be a chicken sedan. That's not fair. That's funny. So who's doing the turkey?
My in-laws.
Nice.
All the way in California.
Well, where are you now?
North Carolina.
And what's the temperature?
Today it was 70. It was actually really nice. It's been in the upper 50s, so today it was really nice.
Ah, it's 85 here in California.
Oh, yeah, I'm packing my shorts.
Yes, pack your shorts, T-shirts, and a lot of sunblock, okay?
Exactly.
All right, gobble, gobble. Have a great Thanksgiving. We're doing our corny joke day here at the Dr. Laura Schlesinger program on Sirius XM Stars 109. We're going to take a break. Come back with your corny jokes.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. It's Corny Joke Day with Dr. Laura. Call 800-375-2872. Be funny. Win stuff.
All righty. Gobble, gobble, it's Corny Joke Day. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. This is Sirius XM Stars 109. There's like 1,500 voicemail rollovers. Okay. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Going as fast as I can. Everybody's going as fast as they can. All right. You tell a corny joke, get on the air with a corny joke, you get a gift. One lucky winner will get one box with smoothies from Daily Harvest. Oh, this is very good stuff. Daily Harvest sends superfood eats straight to your door with your choice of smoothies, breakfast bowls, or vegan sundaes. Each single cup serving comes ready to blend or heat. Takes 30 seconds with Daily Harvest. You can eat right now. 10 $50 gift certificates to canvasworld.com, where photos become art. a $200 gift certificate toward your purchase at Blinds.com, who makes it easy and affordable to transform your home. Grand prize. One lucky winner will receive a combination prize. It includes one $500 gift certificate from Boll & Branch, the world's softest, most comfy sheets. The winner will also get one entire year of gourmet popcorn from the Popcorn Factory. Their happy band of popcorn poppers have been delighting people with gourmet popcorn since 1979. Oh, really? I did everything I was supposed to do in hour two. Good. Can be totally non-interrupted until hour three. All righty. They give me like 20 pages of material. I have to make sure I get it all in. All right, gobble, gobble. John, what is your corny joke?
Dr. Laura!
Ah!
I can't believe I'm talking to you!
Why not?
God, because I just love you and it's so exciting.
Oh, gobble, thank
gobble.
You.
I'm
gobble,
on the
gobble.
I'm pulling over so I can talk to you safely.
Okay, good.
So, a very distraught man calls up Dr. Laura and he says, "Oh, Dr. Laura, you have to help me. I'm so confused." She says, "Sir, what is the matter?" He says, "I can't tell. Am I a wigwam or a teepee?" And what does Dr. Laura say?
I don't know. What
she
would
says,
I say?
"Oh, sir, you're too tense."
Who's making the turkey?
I'm actually driving to Albuquerque. I live in Texas. I'm picking up my mom at the airport in 2 hours, and we're going to Santa Fe for 5 days. We're letting everybody come for us.
I love Santa Fe. Love, love Santa Fe. Oh, love it. Haven't gone there in a long time.
I live in Lubbock, Texas, and I always say the nicest thing in Lubbock is Santa Fe.
Every time I go there, I spend way too much money on new cowboy boots.
Yes. It's a good place to shop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's making your turkey?
Well, we're taking my son and daughter-in-law and I taking a trip up the coast, and we found a wonderful restaurant. That's where we're going to have turkey and stuffing and gravy and potatoes and everything else. And if Tracy's there, there will be pumpkin pie. That's it. There's a rule in life. She doesn't show up for Thanksgiving unless the promise is a pumpkin pie. Last year, I made her two or three of them. Not that hard to make, actually. 1-800-375-2872. Gobble, gobble, Bobby and Allison. What is your corny joke?
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi, honey. What is your corny joke?
Why are frogs so happy?
Why are frogs so happy? I don't know. Why?
They just eat whatever bugs them.
Oh, wouldn't that be a good way to go through life? Okay, what is... where are you having turkey?
We're going up to Connecticut to see our family.
Excellent. Excellent. So you're driving now?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for your corny joke. All righty then. Ashley and Finn, what is your corny joke?
Hello. Let me just give you the Finn so you can tell you the joke.
Okay. Did I miss something?
Okay.
Okay, Finn, you're on.
What? Why was the match doing so good in school?
Why was the match doing so well in school? I don't know why.
Because he was on fire that day.
Oh, he was on fire that day. I like that very much. Okay, Finn, who's making your turkey? Nobody's told you yet?
I don't know.
I don't know. Ask Mom.
Mommy, who's making the turkey? It's my mommy's aunt.
Excellent. Well, are you going to have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Excellent. And I appreciate your corny joke. Thank you. And gobble, gobble to you. Okie dokie. Gobble, gobble, Greg. What is your corny joke?
Yes. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
A pruny-looking vampire?
Frostbite.
Frostbite. That's very good. Who's doing the turkey, Greg?
I am, actually.
Yay.
Yes.
Okay. Are you deep frying it?
No, just baking in the oven.
Okay, you make the stuffing too yourself?
Yes.
Excellent. You have a great Thanksgiving. A lot of guys cooking. I think this is the time of the year when the guys, it's a big animal, I'll cook it. Caveman. Stick it in boiling oil. That was so funny when that guy said his wife talked him out of doing it because he tends to burn things down. That was not his corny joke, but that was funny. Gobble, gobble, D.
Hi, gobble, gobble.
What is your corny joke?
Okay, what disease do you get when you start decorating your house for Christmas?
I don't know. What disease?
Tinselitis.
Say it again.
Tinselitis.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you would, wouldn't you? Thank you. I'm sorry you had to explain it to me. All right. It's a little embarrassing for me, but that's all right. I'll get through it. Who's doing the turkey?
My daughter in New Jersey is cooking a ham.
A ham? That's the first ham I've heard about today.
Yes, and we're driving up there from Georgia.
Oh, that's a long drive. How long does that take?
2 days with two little dogs.
Oh, gosh. And I was going to whine about a five-hour drive. Okay, I'm good now. Gobble, gobble. Okay, we are going to take a break halfway, so that'll be good. Gobble, gobble, Katie and Addison, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. Why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants?
Why?
In case he got a hole in one.
Oh, gee. I ought to know that. Oh, my gosh. Who's doing the turkey?
Well, we're going to a restaurant.
Okay, and what do you normally have when you go to the restaurant?
What?
Are you going to have turkey yourself? Are you going to have turkey?
Yes.
Good. Okay, well, you have a great time. And happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, Lori and Catherine. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
What is your corny joke, Catherine?
What is a rabbit's favorite restaurant?
Oh, what is a rabbit's favorite restaurant? A vegetarian place.
No, IHOP.
IHOP. That's very good. That is very good. So, Catherine, where are you having turkey dinner?
Two places.
Two places. Oh, my gosh. We have to make everybody happy, do we? That's a lot of eating. Take care of yourself. All righty. gobble, gobble, James and Peyton. What is your corny joke?
What did Ronald McDonald give Wendy for their engagement?
What?
He gave her an onion ring.
An onion ring. So now they have a ring and a piece of fruit and a date. Got it. Okay. What is, where are you going for turkey?
I'm going to my uncle's house.
And is he making the turkey?
Yes.
And have you had his turkey before? Is he good at it?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. I thank you very much for your call, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Okay. Carson,
Do I need to do another break?
No, we have no more breaks to the top of the hour.
Great, thank you. Okay, I can just roll. All right, Wendy, gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. My corny joke is, why did the chicken cross the playground?
To get to the other side.
To get to the other slide.
Oh, gee, if I had only slurped on my words, it would have appeared that I got it right. To get to the slide, I like that. That is good. That's a clever play. Okay, where's the turkey happening for you?
Actually, it's just my husband and I, and so turkey's way too much, so we just do a ham, but we're actually very blessed, so we're going to be serving down at the rescue mission, so.
Excellent. Well, thank you for doing such a lovely thing.
Thank you.
Okay, take
care. Have a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, you have to help me out here. We have to get Larry on the air. And he doesn't know he can't get through. Yeah. Well, call our peeps and ask them how they... Yeah, my dear friend, and he's the tactician on my boat. He was desperate to tell a corny joke on the program, and he's trying to get through, poor guy. So let's just have Dan put him through. I told him it has to be a clean one, because he's the one who tells jokes on the boat. And when you have all men on a boat, the jokes are a little bit, My number, 1-800-375-2872. Gobble, gobble, Holly. Welcome to the program. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. What do you do with a sick boat?
With a sick boat?
Uh-huh.
You fix it, poor thing.
You take it to the dock.
That's actually true. You're absolutely correct. You do. What are you doing about the turkey this year?
I'm making it, but I'm going to my daughter's, and we're going to do dinner there.
Oh, excellent. Does she clean?
She does.
Okay, good. So it's not all on you, right?
Yeah, team effort there.
Good. I like that. Team, that's what a family should be. Well, thank you very much, and gobble, gobble, good Thanksgiving. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Mary.
Oh, gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
Gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
What does a mermaid wash her fins with?
Seawater.
Tide.
Hide. Oh, it took me a second. You got it. You got it. Got it. Got it. Yes. Thank you. Okay. I'm glad you didn't explain it to me and I actually got it. Okay. That's wonderful. Where are you doing Thanksgiving?
Well, we're going to my mother's tomorrow, and then I'm cooking for just me and my kids and my grandkids and my husband on Friday.
Oh, that's very sweet. How many grandkids do you have so I can feel very jealous?
Oh, thank you. You know what? I have two that I've waited 11 years for that my daughter and son-in-law just adopted in October.
Oh, so wonderful.
Yes, so I have a 6-year-old grandson now and a 4-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, you're so fortunate. Good for you. Oh, I am jealous.
Thank you. It is everything I thought it would be.
And then you hand them back.
Which is the best part of it all.
You have a lot of fun. You go, here, you take care of the disciplining part. I take care of the spoiling part. Yeah, I've made it very clear on the air that grandparents are supposed to spoil. Sorry, that's just what we do.
I agree. I've been waiting a long time to do it, so I'm doing my best.
Well, good for you, and that's wonderful. You have a lot to be thankful for. That's just nifty. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Gobble, gobble, Nate, and is your name Suli?
Yes, yes. Hi,
Suli.
We love you.
Well, thank you. Hi, Nate. Are you going to be telling me the joke?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Why couldn't the skeleton cross the road?
He couldn't find shoes to be comfortable.
No, because he had no guts.
Oh, He had no guts. Yeah, that keeps a lot of people from crossing roads in their lives. That's a very pithy joke. So what's happening for Turkey?
We are going to my mom-in-law to meet them in Tennessee. We are on the road right now.
Oh, how long is the drive?
Around 7 hours from Michigan to there.
Wow. Wow, your tushies are going to be tired. All right. Better get out and walk every now and then. Just keep the blood going. Yeah. I appreciate it. Gobble, gobble. 1-800-375-2872. I can't believe it. This is a record, ladies and gentlemen. I went so fast that there was actually dead space. It's up already. But I got ahead of them. There are four of them, and I got ahead of them. Okay. They're gonna give me crap for saying that. All right. Let's go. Selena, gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. The question is, what is the best time to go to the dentist?
Never. It's always bad news. What is the answer?
Tooth-hurty.
Oh, tooth-hurty. That's very good. Actually, that's about the only time I do go. I'm such a bad
right.
girl. Because every time I go there, they find something. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. You know, don't look at it. It won't upset you. So what are you doing about Turkey?
Oh, that is my brother's. That's their job. One does a ham and one does the turkey.
Oh, excellent. And what kind of ham? Because sometimes I worry that ham is a bit salty, don't you think?
Yes. This is like a smoke. I don't know how he does it, but it's one of his grills or something. It's an old Alabama way. So we're in Alabama and Mississippi. So a smoked ham and a fried turkey with no oil.
Well, are you...
Fryer.
How does that work?
I know. I don't know. That's why I let them do it. Air? Something? I don't know. It tastes delicious.
Excellent. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble. Okay. I'm glad there's so many people traveling for family. That's nice. Jean, gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. I want to know why, when the cabinet fell off in Dr. Laura's office, didn't she get mad?
Oh.
A few weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah, that's when I was late to come on the air by about 15 seconds. And I went, oh, yep. Because the cabinet fell on me. Why didn't I get angry?
She knew she had only herself to blame.
Oh, that is very good. Oh. Now, I have said I'm not in charge of the winners, but I like that a lot.
I was saving it. I must say, worked real hard to get on because I'm on a train and lost the signal.
Oh, well, thank you for continuing to try, and I'm glad you succeeded. Gobble, gobble. We're going to take a break, come back with more jokes. Now, go think up a corny joke.